So, can you tell us what's coming down the pipeline?
You betcha. Well, in the last week, Montana prices have barely inched higher, gaining about 0.3 of a penny in the last week. Now the average across the state of Montana, $3.05 a gallon. Prices in Missoula now at two stations popping up to $3.04, but many stations across Missoula still featuring prices pretty close to that $3 a gallon mark, with the majority of stations between $2.97 and $2.99 a gallon.
The Bureau of Land Management is apparently scaling back the amount of area that can be used for the shale oil production. Will that have any effect of gas prices in the near future?
It could have a small impact on gasoline prices. I don't expect any immediate impact, however. I would say that there are certainly bigger issues playing into what's going on with gas prices, mainly the concerns regarding Iran. And as we move towards spring, the switch over to summer gasoline that is cleaner burning.
Ah, I see. The last week when we were talking, you said that we had lower production than usual for winter. Will that affect summer prices?
It may. Inventories are looking adequate for this time of year, but they do remain below where they have been 1 year ago. So inventories are slightly lower than last year, but still above average. So that may have a minor impact in gas prices across Montana as well.
When you say inventories, are you talking about our local gas station stock?
I'm talking about national supply.
Gotcha. How much gas is being used this year compared to past years?
Well, demand is relatively soft. In fact, it's very soft. While we still are consuming a considerable amount of crude oil per day, in fact, well over 300 million gallons are consumed daily, we continue to see demand drop versus the year ago or the 2 year ago time frame. So demand is still at healthy levels, but it has dropped compared to years past as gas prices have moved higher. That's likely one of the reasons for the slowdown in demand.
So the slowdown in demand has actually continued, even though apparently the job market is increasing.
Well, it's a tough picture to paint accurately. Demand, like I said, still remains healthy at over 300 million gallons per day. Even with the economy, even with unemployment numbers where they are, even with demand lower because of high prices, demand overall still remains, at very high levels. Looking at past history, it's somewhat hard to tie demand to the price or the economy. Because whatever change in demand, whatever drop in demand we experience here in the state is easily offset by rising demand in developing countries like China.
Gotcha. So at 3 million, what demand level would be troubling to you?
Well, at 300 million gallons per day.
Sorry, 300 million.
Which equates to about 8 to 8.5 million barrels per day. A drop under 8 million, between 7 and 7.5 million barrels, that would be a shock. Not that we would ever see that, but I think if demand would drop by about 5 to 10%, I think that would cause questioning, and that essentially could mean that the economy is slowing down should we see demand drop, like I had mentioned. But, looking at things, that doesn't look poised to happen, as we've seen unemployment numbers improve and GDP rise.
Do you think that because of the job market rising and summer coming on is usually a higher demand for oil products, at least my assumption is that, will that cause another demand problem or a supply problem?
I don't think it will cause a demand problem. The speculation surrounding summer and summertime demand may cause prices to drift up, but a lot of the market is speculation. It's based on what investors will believe happen in the future. So a positive outlook on the economy certainly will cause them to believe that demand will come back and demand will rise, even though that may not be the case. So anyway, look at it, we do expect demand to rise, just as it always does for summer. Let's face it, it's easier to go outside and travel and to drive around and take road trips when the weather is warmer than when we're in the dead of winter.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Patrick.
Absolutely. Take care.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.